date at approximately 10:47 or so. Before us today is Senate JR 9, 12, and 2. And the first one we're going to deal with is Senate JR 9, relating to the development and deployment of national missile defense system. Is there any comments?
Anybody here to testify?
I don't believe so.
Mr. Chairman, I just wondered if anybody could represent that it works yet. Do we have the National Missile Defense System proposal that works?
We have someone from Senator Lehman's office.
We have someone here who'd like to address that.
Mr. Chair.
Senator, and identify yourself, please.
Sure. My name is Paul Rotman, staff for Senator Lehman, sponsor of SJR 9. Senator Ellis, through the chair, right now our understanding is that there is a design for a national missile defense system, but that it has not been deployed and it is not operational. System as designed may change. This resolution shows general support for the concept for the design and deployment of the system. So we're not endorsing a specific system. It's just a concept that all 50 states should be protected from ballistic missiles.
And does this resolution make a judgment, Mr. Chairman, if I may, between, there was the proposal earlier in the campaign about the Alaska-based, land-based system, and then President Bush said that he favored the more expensive, more expansive at sea, and which would have de-emphasized the land-based system for Alaska, probably would have meant less installations here. This resolution doesn't really make a value judgment about any of that.
Senator Ellis, through the chair, no, it doesn't make any value judgment. Just, in fact, our correspondence and communications with our Alaska delegation, congressional delegation, was that we should keep support general because the design hadn't and is likely to change.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other comments? Have a motion, please.
Seeing no other witnesses or comments, Mr. Chairman, I'll move SJR 9 as written to be calendared.
Is there any opposition? So be. The next one up is SJR 12. Urging the United States to amend the tax code to reduce the marriage tax. Is there a debate on this? Hearing none.
Mr. Chairman, seeing that there's no witnesses or debate, I'll move SJR 12 for calendaring.
Is there any opposition? Hearing none. So moved. And the next up is substitute for Senate concurrent resolution. Number 2 has, relating to declaring March 2001 as Sobriety Awareness Month. Is there any debate or thought on this?
Anybody here to testify?
No.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I'll move for the committee substitute for SCR 2 for calendar.
Is there any opposition? Hearing none, so moved.
Senate Rules Committee, please come to order. It is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, gentlemen. It is 5 minutes till 11 in the morning, and present at the table are all members of the committee with the exception of Senator Cowdery, who is ill, but I do understand he's out of the hospital, so we wish him well.
Kind of lose with that term of gentleman, huh?
Oh, come on. Guys. First bill before us for calendaring is the Senate CS for House Joint Resolution 6 Resources relating to opposition to the inclusion of national forests in Alaska within former President Clinton's roadless area conservation rule and supporting the overturning of this inclusion by litigation, by congressional action, or by action of President Bush. Is there a debate? Is there a motion? Senator Phillips.
Offer yes. The motion. I just want to let the members know I'll be offering an amendment on the floor because it mechanically be faster That amendment will be on page 3, line 5, where it says several million. I'm going to delete the word several and put $4 million. That figures out of Cognizant Young's office. And on page 3, line 25, delete the word illegal.
No, I'm not sure that what... Reason why not tracking
unless,
in terms of the
unless
line.
I got a different copy.
Ah, I'm on the wrong line.
Oh.
That would help.
And
okay.
page 3, line 25, and just we'll say opposes the inclusion and delete the word illegal.
Okay. So, but that's a floor amendment.
Yes. Okay. So I'm just letting everybody know ahead of time.
Okay.
It's coming down the pipe.
Did you make a motion?
Now I will. Madam Chair, I'll move SES, CSHAR 6, resources for floor action.
Objection.
Out of committee.
There is objection. Senator Ellis, do you want to speak to that?
No.
Okay. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senator Phillips?
Yes.
Senator Kinney?
Yes.
Senator Ellis?
No.
Yes. And so we have approved for calendaring the Senate CS for CS House Joint Resolution number 6, resources. The next bill is CS Senate Bill 52, Finance. And it is an act extending the termination date of the State Physical Therapy and Occupational Therapy Board. Is there any discussion? Is there a motion? Senator Cherryell.
I move that we pass for calendaring CS for SB 52, Finance. And the accompanying zero fiscal note.
Is there objection? Hearing none, CS Senate Bill 52 Finance has been approved for calendaring. Last but not least, House Bill 44, the Joe Reddington Senior Memorial Trail. And Senator Phillips.
Motion.
Yes.
Madam Chair, I move CS 44 Transportation out of committee for floor action.
Is there objection? Hearing none, CS House Bill 44 Transportation has been approved for calendaring. Do we have any other bills and rules that we're going to need a meeting on which we will have the next couple of days? Okay. Okay, then we will let everyone know if we need a meeting before the floor session. Is there anything else to come before the committee? Hearing nothing. We're adjourned. Well, please come to order. It is the 15th of February, 2001, 11 a.m., and present at the table are Senators Phillips, Terrio, myself, Chairman Pierce, along with Senator Ellis. Senator Cowdery is still ill, but I understand he is at home resting comfortably. We have two bills to bring up for calendaring. The first is CS for Senate Joint Resolution 7, Resources, a resolution supporting reinstatement of the United States Department of the Interior Directive, exempting the United States Bureau of Land Management in Alaska from mandatory wilderness review process. Is there any discussion? We have a motion. Senator Terrio.
I move that we move from committee for calendaring. CS for Senate Joint Resolution number 7, Resources.
Is there objection?
The accompanying zero fiscal note.
Hearing no objection, CS for Senate Joint Resolution number 7, Resources has been approved for calendaring. The bill before us is Senate Bill 53, and I don't believe there's a CS. No. Have Senate Bill 53, an act extending the termination date of the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers. Always an exciting one. Is there a discussion? Is there a motion?
Madam Chair, I'll move SB 53 for calendar.
There's been a motion to calendar. Hearing no objection, Senate Bill 53 will be calendared.
Senator, it is more exciting. Discussion. We put body piercing and
Tattooing
in here, so it's created quite a generational and cultural divide on the board. So
I can
the meetings are much more exciting than they used to be.
Imagine.
And
when I was a freshman, I was on Land and Commerce with Virginia and Alice, the three ladies. We spent weeks because the board was fighting and they were up for sunset weeks on barbers and hairdressers and aestheticians or whatever they are. Oops, wrong place. Anything else to come before the committee? Nothing else, we're adjourned. Please come to order. It is February 16th at nearly 11 a.m. Present at the table are Senators Phillips, Terrio, and myself, the chairman, Senator Pierce. We have three bills and resolutions to approve for calendaring today. The first, Senate Joint Resolution 10, which urges the United States Congress to fully fund the operational readiness and recapitalization requirements of the United States Coast Guard. We do have Senator Alan Osterman, the prime sponsor, in the audience. Does anyone have any questions for Senator Osterman?
His mere presence is enough.
Is there a motion?
Madam Chair, I'll move SCR 10 for calendaring.
SCR 10 has been moved for calendaring. Hearing no objection, SCR 10 will be calendared. Next, we have Senate Bill 21. That prime sponsor is Senator Don Olson. It is fines by the State Medical Board. Any discussion? Do we have a motion?
Chair, I'll move SB 21 for calendaring.
21 has been moved for calendaring. Hearing no objection, it will be calendared. Last but not least, we have a finance CS for Senate Bill 80, which is a special appropriation to the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs for a grant to the 2001 Special Olympics World Winter Games, providing for an effective date. Do we have a motion for calendaring?
So, let's see. It's finance subsidy.
They lapse the unexpended portion of the appropriation. That's all the only change they made. Ontario.
I move that we pass Senate CS, Senate Bill 80, finance version from committee.
There is a motion to approve Senate Bill 80 for calendaring. Is there objection to that motion? Hearing none, that bill has been approved for calendaring. You're welcome, Senator Osterman. Is there anything else to come before the committee? If not, we're adjourned. Thank you. The Rules Committee, please come to order. It is the 22nd of February, about 10 minutes until 11 in the morning. Present at the table are Senators Cowdery. Senator, welcome back. Pleased to have you. Mm-hmm. Senator Phillips, Senator Terrio, and myself, the chairman, Senator Pierce. We have two bills before us today. We're going to first take CS for Senate Bill Number 19, Hess, an act relating to federal child support enforcement requirements regarding Social Security number information, employer reports about employees, and certain kinds of automated data matching with financial institutions, repealing the termination date of changes made by Chapter 87 SLA 1997 and Chapter 132 SLA 1998 regarding child support enforcement related programs, repealing the non-severability provision of Chapter 132 SLA 1998, repealing uncodified laws related to Chapter 87, SLA 1997, and Chapter 132, SLA 1998, and providing for an effective date. What we have before us is a Senate Hess CS. Is there any discussion on the bill? I should note that Senator Ellis has joined us. Senator Phillips.
Do we have the CS before us?
This does not. The Hess CS came to us. We are just here to make a motion to calendar this.
Madam Chair, I just want to make sure that all the repeals are supposed to be repealed and we don't do anything accidentally. So I'd like to have some assurance. Not check most of them, but not all of them. Let me ask one question. On Section 14, can anybody explain what the repeals are, just for the record, just to do a sample here?
Barbara, do you want to come to the table?
I already checked 13.
You can identify yourself first, please.
My name is Barbara Miklas, and I'm the director for the Child Support Enforcement Division. And the question was on Section 14, what are those repeals? I think generally those are the repeals of the original sunsets. The one that I don't understand, and I think that Kevin Shores might be able to speak to it, is the one about the canned salmon and why that's on there. But that is the section that originally repealed the sunset provisions on the first bill. And then the sections 1 through 13 are the ones that put new sunsets on the language that is Social Security and the financial data match. So did you want to, any other explanation or... Okay. Further questions?
The other person to talk to about whatever.
Did you?
Would you just identify yourself, please, for the record?
For the record, Kevin Shores, Department of Law, Human Services Division.
I said I couldn't talk about the one. That was the canned salmon. I didn't know what that was, and I thought you did, so.
Okay, first of all, to address the Senators Phillips through the chair, the general question in Section 14, the repeals, there were two laws passed, and two principal ones were Chapter 87 SLA 1997, and then Chapter 132 SLA 1998. Those were the principal legislative vehicles where federal welfare reform requirements were implemented in this state. All the child support requirements came through in those two pieces of law. Those two pieces of law had a sunset provision on them, and Section 14's primary effect is to repeal those sunset provisions. In terms of in the section analysis, Section 2 talks about Osterman's canned salmon processor reporting bill. My understanding of the reason why that is in there was that there were changes in the canned salmon processing reporting requirements that were made to that law independent of the child support provisions. And those folks did not want those changes to sunset. They are not, they don't have anything to do with the child support law per se.
Okay.
Further questions? Any further questions? Do we have a motion? There is a motion to Senator Ellis has moved to calendar CS for Senate Bill 19 Hess. Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, that bill has been approved for calendaring. Next, we have before us a proposed CS for Senate Bill 16 Rule that incorporates changes that were made in House committees to the companion bill, which is House Bill 55. We have my staff, Pat Carty, here. Pat, would you please join us so you can explain to us what the changes are? Senator Cowdery?
Should we make a motion to adopt this as a working document?
Let's do, please. Senator Cowdery?
Yeah, I'd like to make the motion.
Okay, there is a motion to adopt CS for Senate Bill 16 Rules. That's the J version. Is there objection to adopt to that as a working document? Hearing none, it is before us. Mr. Carter, would you explain the differences, please?
Basically what the CS does, for the record, my name is Pat Carter, legislative aide to Senator Pierce. The House adopted a letter of intent and incorporated into Section 1 of the bill. The intent was that the recommendations that the task force had come up with for the negotiated rulemaking at the EC would be actually incorporated into the intent of the legislature that those be used for the rulemaking process. And the intent of the CS here is simply to make our bill like their bill so that it doesn't have to come back for concurrence. There was no objection from the task force.
Are there any questions? The rule CS is before us. Is there a motion for calendaring? Senator Cowdery.
Yeah, I'd like to move Let's see, that's for Senate Bill 16, rules to the fourth reading.
There is a motion before us for calendaring. Is there objection? Hearing none, the rule CS for Senate Bill 16 will be calendared. I believe that's everything to come before us today. Thank you, gentlemen. We are adjourned.